Hello and welcome to the Middle East Today with me, Ali Risk, coming to you from Al Qusair in Syria. On May 25, 2013, Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah spoke openly about his movement's involvement in fighting alongside the Syrian army here in Al Qusair. In today's episode, we shall take a look at the reasons behind Hezbollah's involvement, whether it be that related to the anti-Israeli resistance axis or regarding defending Lebanon against Takfiri groups. Amid the ongoing furor about Hezbollah's role in liberating the city of Al Qusair, a factor often overlooked is the threat posed by al-Nusra and similar groups to Lebanon itself. Extremist al-Qaeda-affiliated ideology has led to severe harm and destruction in regional countries and beyond, such as Iraq and Pakistan. And in a country like Lebanon, which is known for its religious diversity and sizable Christian community, the penetration of groups with such an ideology would spell grave danger that threatens to alter the country's social and political structure. Hezbollah's leader explained his movement's fighting in Qusair from this angle.
نحن نعتبر أن سيطرة هذه الجماعات على سوريا أو على محافظات سورية محددة وخصوصا تلك المحاذية للبنان هي خطر كبير على لبنان وهي خطر كبير على كل اللبنانيين ليست خطرا على حزب الله ليست خطر على حزب الله فقط ليست خطر على الشيعة في لبنان هي خطر على لبنان وعلى اللبنانيين وعلى الدولة اللبنانية وعلى المقاومة اللبنانية وعلى العيش الواحد في لبنان وعندي دليل أنا ما عم بتهم الجماعة ظلما وعدوانا هذه الجماعات إذا تمكنت من السيطرة خصوصا على المحافظات المحاذية الحدود اللبنانية هي تشكل خطر على اللبنانيين مسلمين ومسيحيين ولما بحكي عن المسلمين بقصد السنة والدروز والشيعة والعلويين ما بقصد الشيعة السنة أولا.
There exists now a widespread recognition that al-Nusra and other radical groups are the dominant and best equipped groups of the armed opposition. This recognition has been made not just by Syria's allies, but even Western countries. Paolo Pinheiro, a UN investigator who heads a commission investigating the war in Syria, asserted that the majority of rebel fighters and groups in Syria did not believe in democracy, nor were they fighting for their country, but that they rather had other aspirations. So how would the presence of these movements with other aspirations in Qusair, just next door to Lebanon, affect Lebanese national security? Bearing in mind, of course, that Qusair was basically under the complete occupation of the extremists, who relied on the city as a transit point for arms smuggling and the flow of fighters to join in the fights for other areas like Homs and the capital Damascus.
The danger of the Nusra Front is that it does not accept the current system in the Arab world, and it wants to create an Islamic Salafi emirate made up of Takfiris that does not accept anyone who is a Christian, who is a Shia, who is a Sunni of different trend or, you know, understanding. And therefore, their fight, it is perceived as a religious fight against everyone else. And this is why they accuse the Lebanese army of being a crusader's army and that it protects a state that is an infidel state. And therefore, they are ready or trying to take on the army in order to fight it.
Symbols of al-Qaeda and other extremists are clear and present here. What's written behind me, for example, on the wall is Maqar al-Chechani, meaning the base of the Chechenian fighter. Al-Nusra and its affiliates have pledged their allegiance to Ayman al-Zawahiri, the leader of al-Qaeda, while the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq, otherwise known as the Islamic State of Iraq, has stated that al-Nusra is its branch here in Syria. Back in the beginning of the crisis, al-Nusra and other groups stated that once they got rid of Bashar al-Assad, they had their eyes set on Lebanon. Maryam Saleh has this report.
The extremist Salafist threat has been resonating in Lebanon, especially after the Syrian crisis and its repercussions on the Lebanese scene. Most threats have come from the extremist Nusra Front, which includes Syrian and foreign rebel militants, backed by the West and some Arab states and Turkey. Launching operations in Syria now have extended their activities towards Lebanon. Most of the statements stress that they are avenging the fall of Qusayr. However, the Salafist threat is not something that was born with the Syrian conflict or with the Battle of Qusayr. Experts believe that these extremist groups, also known as Takfiri, have exploited the poorest of the areas in Lebanon and have been able to manipulate the needy people. Doctrine focuses on considering other societies who oppose their views as infidels and worth killing, even the National Lebanese Army soldiers who are from all sects.
Radical Islamic groups perceive the Lebanese army as their enemy. And the enmity goes back to 1990 during the Diniyeh clashes. And as you know, in 2007, the Lebanese army clashed with Fatah al-Islam. There is a militant culture in Akkar and other parts in northern Lebanon. You know, living under conditions of abject poverty, neglect by the state, and the ability of radical Islamic groups to infiltrate their traditional society enabled those radical groups to establish themselves in northern Lebanon. The culture of these groups sees the Lebanese army as their enemy, and therefore they see it as a legitimate target.
Last February, a Lebanese army patrol came under attack from a group of extremist militants who were being harbored by one of the villages in the Bekaa area of Arsal. Lately, an army post was also attacked by a similar group in the same area. Furthermore, tens of rockets have already reached Bekaa areas close to the Syrian border. Two rockets have even reached the outskirts of Beirut itself. With Lebanon's small size, such groups have found little space to maneuver and operate freely. With this in mind, Lebanese officials have called on security forces and the Lebanese army to remain on high alert and try to avert any possible terrorist operations in populated areas.
There is no question in my mind that al-Nusra and other radical Islamic groups will try to further destabilize Lebanon and take the battle to it. Having said that, I am concerned that they might even engage in suicide bombings, setting up roadside bombs, engaging in abductions, kidnappings, all that is possible, and I'm concerned that it might happen. However, I don't believe that they have the ability to drag Lebanon into a full-fledged conflict. Mm-hmm. Because I think despite their differences, the Lebanese have matured and they know better. So there is no fear that the Syrian situation will lead to a civil war in Lebanon.
The ripest ground for extremist Salafist groups remains in Syria, where they have openly vowed to kill Shiites and Alawites. This young boy, who has not even reached puberty, sings about slaughtering Shiites. This is just one example. Extremist clerics have not only threatened Shiites and Shiite leaders, but even the government of Lebanon. Today, tens of Shiites in Syria have already been slaughtered by these groups. Hezbollah leaders have justified their participation alongside the Syrian army in Shiite-populated areas in Syria to prevent sectarian strife and protect the resistance aimed at deterring Israeli aggressions against Lebanon. With the growing extremist threat, which has been nourished by the events in Syria, Lebanon will be facing new challenges ahead in addition to the political divisions. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.
Taking preemptive action against these groups from the Lebanese perspective could be compared to the approach taken by the Bush administration following the September 11 attacks on the Twin Towers. The Bush Doctrine, as some might call it, focused on attacking the enemy beyond U.S. borders before the enemy strikes at home. Lebanon has had its share of fighting extremists at home, with the Lebanese army fighting a three-month war against the Al-Qaeda offshoot of Fath al-Islam in the Nahr al-Bared refugee camp in North Lebanon back in 2007, and losing around 170 soldiers in the process. And while some say that defending the country against terrorism should be carried out solely by the army, the Lebanese military suffers numerous weaknesses. A major one being the lack of a political cover. Recently, the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli has witnessed sporadic clashes and the army has been unable to intervene due to the absence of a political decision. What's more is that many Lebanese security institutions are close to the March 14 alliance, which shares with the Takfiris the same hostility towards the Syrian government and towards Hezbollah itself.
The Lebanese army and other security apparatuses have not really confronted the jihadists. And if we look at Tripoli, for example, we'll see that they have been really accepting the presence of these jihadist groups, where they are dominating Tripoli, Akkar, Duni, and the north in general, preparing it for what I talked about, the jihadi Sunni state. The army in Lebanon so far lacks the political will, the agreement between the different parties that the army goes in and finishes the Salafists. And in that sense, the lack of the will by the army have forced Hezbollah to take things in their own hand.
So does the Lebanese street feel that Hezbollah is defending Lebanon against Takfiri groups and preventing this danger from penetrating into the country? Or on the other hand, do the Lebanese people feel that Hezbollah is dragging Lebanon into a crisis? Our correspondent Altaf Ahmad went down to the streets of Beirut to find out the Lebanese people's opinions about Hezbollah's involvement in the fight of Al-Qusair.
Actually, I think Syria's politics is very related to Lebanon's politics. Therefore, Hezbollah's intervention is... I'm with it. I'm not against it. I think it's a way to protect Lebanon, because if you remember... the Free Syrian Army was launching rockets at first at Lebanon, at Hermel, and no one actually reacted toward that. This is why I think it's even considered a reaction from Hezbollah, not even an initiative of war.
Well, definitely they're better off. I don't agree that actually their intervention in Syria. Syria is Syria and Lebanon is Lebanon. Hezbollah is a Lebanese political party. I definitely believe they actually should stick in Lebanon. You know, having Lebanese Shiite from South Lebanon to actually go and die in Syria, you know, is not a right thing. And actually having Lebanese killing Syrian is not also the right thing. Actually, I am from South Lebanon and I am Shiite, and, you know, I'm probably one of the few people, you know, in that area who do not support it. Because I feel this is not only a poor political choice, it's also a choice that is causing the death of a lot of Lebanese.
No, I think Hezbollah has pushed Lebanon to the war now, because there is a simple answer from the Syrian army now in Syria. So I told you, if he stay there, it's going to be bad for Lebanon. Not for all the Muslim, for all the Lebanese here.
I believe in Hezbollah and I am with Hezbollah. Let's say, I want to say about Che Guevara. Che Guevara is not, he was fighting in Bolivia, but he's Argentinian. Why? Because he respect himself. He respect the humanity. He respect the culture of freedom. And we are very lucky. We are very, very, very lucky that we are living in the atmosphere or in the time of Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah. It seems to me he's there is no one had this charisma and this vision for future like Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, two wrongs does not make a right. You know, if actually Qatar is intervening and doing something wrong, you don't go and intervene and do something wrong the same way. You know, and we always talk about, like, everyone wants to have their wars in Lebanon, and all of a sudden, like, actually, we are intervening in other countries, and we complain all the time about other countries intervening in our, you know, in our affairs.
I'm not with, I'm not against. I'm just hoping that nothing bad happens to Lebanon, that's all. Because both parties, they're equally bad and they're equally good. And they both think that they're good, and they both think of each other that they're bad. So
that's why, look, that's why I'm with Hezbollah to go to Syria and be in front of all Takfirin groups or all this, because we are seeing them lately in Lebanon. All these groups are so new here in Lebanon and in the Middle East. So I don't know why now, after Hezbollah did all this. So I'm with Hezbollah to go and to be always in front of these groups.
Just follow what Hezbollah said from the beginning. If we just follow it from in the past and what they said, we can build trust on what they are saying, actually. And what they say about Takfiris in Syria and these movements who are heartless people, who are killing people without just by talking about religion, but they have nothing to do with religion. I believe what Hezbollah is doing, not only protecting Lebanon, but it's also protecting the whole region from this brutal and heartless movement.
While a lot of focus has been directed at how Hezbollah's participation in the fight in Qusayr would endanger Lebanon, Hezbollah and its supporters take an exact opposite stance. They say the defeat of radicals in their main base of Qusayr serves as a detrimental blow which will contribute to keeping the danger away from Lebanon, which they add cannot be disassociated from the fight against extremist groups that the Syrian government is waging.
I think the rise of Hezbollah and the control of Al-Qusayr, I think, will weaken the resolve of these groups to do more. Hezbollah has prevented the rise of a Salafi emirate that starts in North Lebanon, going through Syria to North Iraq and beyond, in the sense that the attempt to create such an arc of jihadist Sunnis is important, because once that is created, it means all of these countries, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and others, are going to be divided, and we will see many states. In Syria, we see Alawite, Druze, Sunni, Shia, Christian, and so forth. In Lebanon, we'll see similar states. And also, now there is talk about dividing Iraq into three states. All of this actually serves Israel, in the sense that Israel wants to create a Jewish state.
After tackling the threat posed by these groups to Lebanon itself, we now turn our attention to the Battle of Al-Qusayr and its importance vis-a-vis the wider confrontation with Israel. From the onset of the Syrian crisis, Hezbollah has stated that it supports reforms in Syria, but at the same time, it has categorically rejected the toppling of Bashar al-Assad militarily. Hezbollah has stressed that this stance is related to the wider confrontation with Israel. Time and again, Sayyid Hassan has highlighted the role Syria, under both current President Bashar al-Assad and his father, the late Hafez al-Assad, has played in supporting anti-Israeli resistance movements like Hezbollah and Hamas. And again, in the very same speech on May 25, 2013, he reiterated this point, describing Syria as the backbone of the resistance.
Syria is the backbone of the resistance, and it is the backbone of the resistance. والمقاومة لا تستطيع أن تقف مكتوفة الأيدي ويكشف ظهرها أو يكسر سندها بوضوح بوضوح ولم يكون أغبياء. الغبي هو اللي بيوقف بيتفرجى على الموت وعلى الحصار وعلى المؤامرة.
So then, what is the importance of Qusayr when it comes to Hezbollah's resistance against Israel? More importantly, what is behind the timing of Hezbollah's decision to fight in Qusayr and help liberate the city? Hezbollah's declaration of its role in Qusayr came after a series of airstrikes launched by Israel on Syria, which Israel said targeted convoys of, quote, game-changing weapons destined for Hezbollah in Lebanon.
The announcement of it was not done in isolation. Hezbollah's announcement was part of a concerted number of announcements that were made. There was announcements made by President Putin sending S-300 surface-to-air missiles to Syria. A very strong, powerful statement. Then there were statements about also about Russian direct involvement if there was any further attacks, external attacks on Syria. Then we had from the Secretary General, Said Hassan Nasrallah, the statement that weapons would be coming directly to Hezbollah, balance changing weapons, and that Golan front might be open. And from Iran we had support, and from Iraq there was practical support in the movement of troops. So there was a concerted mass of response, if you like, to the Western stakes which they put on the table, which was lifting of the arms embargo and McCain's visit to Syria, all of those things. There was a very strong pushback, and I think it was so Hezbollah's was a component in a bigger message at the West, but also particularly towards Israel. As the balance, as they see the balance change, not to their favor in the region, don't think of intervening, because if you intervene, you will find you will have an armed reaction. You'll find a strong reaction.
Israeli officials themselves have acknowledged that the victory achieved by the Syrian military and Hezbollah in Qusayr could have a potential domino effect that could lead to the Syrian army regaining control of other rebel-seized areas. Israeli Intelligence Minister Yuval Steinitz reacted to the liberation of Qusayr by saying that Assad could gain the upper hand in the end and not just survive, but regain lost territories. If this Israeli assessment is true, it would represent a major setback for many Israeli officials who have been stating since the beginning of the crisis that Assad's fall would serve as a severe blow to the resistance axis comprised of Iran, Syria and Hezbollah. This axis is regarded by the Netanyahu cabinet as the biggest threat to Israel, with Netanyahu's ongoing lobbying for a military strike on Iran.
For the region, it is really important. And I think you can see this confirmed very much if in the Israeli commentaries. And the Israeli commentaries who journalists, senior journalists, military journalists, say that if this becomes a domino, if Qusayr is the first knocking over the other dominoes right up to the north, then this will have a huge regional strategic impact. I'm sure that their decision to take action in Syria also had an eye on the lobby favoring intervention in Europe and America, and to empower them and to push them, to push Western governments towards military intervention in Syria, because intervention in Syria ultimately might make intervention in Iran, which is what Israel's ultimate objective, of course, much easier.
Events of the past have shown that the Lebanese army is incapable of dealing with the dangers confronting Lebanon. This is why Hezbollah came into existence in the first place following Israeli occupation of Lebanese territories. The situation hasn't changed today when new and additional threats are emerging. And so some argue what Hezbollah did in Al-Qusayr was to deter two threats. The first from across the border, which was represented by Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, and the second from across the other border, which was represented by an Israel which could be emboldened and feel more free to strike Lebanon if Bashar Assad were to fall. That's it for this edition of Middle East Today, which we brought you from Al-Qusayr. See you next time.